Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
So we had been discussing chapter 4, Jnana Karma Sannyasa Yoga, Yoga of renouncing actions in knowledge. Last chapter we have struggled through what actions are and how to act, so we are unattached to the actions. Actions are binding, but I want to be liberated. So in the beginning of this chapter, Bhagavan said that I'm going to teach you the imperishable yoga. That yoga which is unfailing and has been there forever. From the beginning of this creation, this yoga had been there. And I taught that yoga to Vivaswan, your great-great-great ancestor. Then he taught it to his son, and then he taught it to his son. And then in the time, the great royal sages who learned this yoga by that lineage and conducted their business of leading the community in a right manner so that the community remains functioning in the manner which Dharma dictates. But then over a period of time, this knowledge was lost. And therefore we have this problem that we are fighting each other now. So today I'm going to teach that knowledge to you, Arjuna. Special day I'm teaching you. You know why? Because you are my friend. You are my devotee. And you have a complete faith in me. You are a right student. So I'm going to teach you this. But then obviously Arjuna said, Vivaswan was your ancestor, Krishna, yours and mine both. How can you have taught your ancestors? Bhagavan says that you are mistaken, Arjuna. Our existence is not just this life that we see between our birth and our death, which both are hypothetical events in our life because none of us have experienced it. But we still consider life to be between birth and death. And say, no, the bahuni me vyatitani janmani tavacha Arjuna. You and I both have passed through many, many births. The difference is I know them all. And you don't know any of them. And he said, why that is? Because ajah api san avyayatma. My true nature is I'm unborn. Direct contradiction. One hand he says, bahuni me vyatitani janmani. And now he says, ajaha api san. I'm unborn. Bhutanam Ishvara api san. I'm the Lord of all the beings. Ishvara is the Lord of all beings. Ishvara is Brahman, the all-pervading supreme entity is Brahman. It is omnipresent, omniscient, omni-knowing Brahman. So Brahman is omnipresent. Where are we? We are only present in the Brahman only. With only one existence can be omnipresent. I am omnipresent in the chair, nobody else can be in this chair. So we are all in the part of the Brahman. Brahman with his maya, with his power of maya, creates this world of plurality, where even though he alone exists, you and I think that we exist independently on our own. We create this, the world of plurality. So it's a Bhutanam Ishvara Vishan. I am the Ishvara. Brahman with the Maya creates all the beings and then individualized egos, conditioned consciousness. Therefore, these beings think that they are independent of each other. So I am the Lord of all those beings. Because of me, they exist. They think that they are individuals. Prakritim swam adhisthaya sambhavami atma mayaya. He's making a clear distinction between why I remember them all and you don't. I take birth, even though I'm unborn, birth in a sense, I present myself, I manifest, even though I'm unborn, as a born one, as a limited entity. Prakritim Swamade, by presiding over all my own prakriti, my own nature, which is omnipresent. Sambhavami Atma Mayaya. I present myself to the world, become part of this world using my own Maya. That Maya which creates this manifest world, using the same Maya as the Ishvara himself, I present myself as an avatara. So avatara is always in the control of his own Maya. The one who puts up a disguise, he is in his control of his Maya. So he knows who he is, just the disguise he has taken. But somebody who does not know who he is, he's under the spell of Maya. So when we take the birth, we are all avataras. Avatarati iti avatara, that which descends from the higher state to the lower state is avatara. So we are all basically part of Brahman alone. Ishvara, he is the only one exists, but Ishvara then creates this world of Prakriti. But we are in the spell of Maya, and therefore we do not remember. So Arjuna, you don't remember them all, because you are under the spell of Maya. Out of our own ignorance, we get grounded into this reality which I consider real. That this is me, this body is me, this mind is me, this intellect is me. Now that I'm grounded in this reality, I lose control with the reality which was before this body came into existence. So therefore, he said, I remain in control of my Maya and I present myself. So now the question is, why does he have to do it? The world is continuing as he has created. Why does he have to come to take a special manifestation or special presentation of himself? So he has to have some cause and some desire. No action takes place without desire. Even Bhagwan have to have desire to become something other than his omniscient, omnipotent being, ajaha. He says, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuthanam adharmasya tad atmanam srijami aham. Here is the situation where I decide I need to present myself in a very special way. The world exists as nothing but me, but it is bound by its own laws, which I created as the Ishvara. That's what we call it, dharma. Padarthana guna dharma. Everything and being has its own characteristics and its own dharma in this world. By the Creator, oxygen will be always be oxygen no matter which country you are in. Hydrogen will behave exactly the same as hydrogen, no matter what planet you are on. So, guna dharma is what is given to the Prakriti. So, everything in the nature actually works as per those guna dharma. There is nothing, the sun never rises on the west side. Spring doesn't come before winter. Except the human beings have free will. Everything in this nature works as per dharma. There is no really have to have a regulating principle other than nature itself. Except the human beings, they evolved themselves from an amoeba to where we are. We, with our own efforts, have evolved to a point where we have free will. So now we are slightly different than the rest of the universe. All the other beings in the world are guided by and regulated by natural laws. Lion never becomes vegetarian, no matter how hard he tries. Elephant will never become carnivorous. after all these years, since they evolved into elephant, they never thought that it may be easier to eat meat. Neither lion thought that in bad times, why do I have to work hard? Let me eat grass. They go by their own instincts, which are in the line with the laws of nature. But we evolved with a free will. So then I have to say, well, I'm sorry, I'm a vegetarian, so which restaurant are we going to go? Because we have free will, we have a choice. So that free will should accelerate my evolution from manhood to godhood. But the same free will also misguides me and make me do things which are not in line with my dharma. See, so when that happens, O Bharata, in this case Bharata is addressed to Arjuna, not the country Bharat, by the way. So, O Arjuna, when yada yada hi dharmasya gnanir bhavati, by misusing my free will, I'm now acting in complete contradiction to what my dharma should be. So I was given this free will to accelerate my evolution. I'm using it to devolve myself from where I have come. Abhyutthanam adharmasya. More and more people in the society acting in contrary to their dharma, so the rise of adharma. Everybody is cheating. So if I don't cheat, I will not be the part of the mainstream. When you go to India, no matter how disciplined you are here, standing in line when somebody is there, you go, no, no, bye, bye, jaldi na chadi jao basma, dhakka mukki, ayya nahi chale, you know. So they will teach you and say, it won't work here that you're going to stand in line or going to give somebody a ride. No, 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 you have to be just like them. So now that I have started taking that as natural, that is the natural way to live. More and more people, they take that as a natural way to live. The community and the country goes into chaos. I was just watching one of those internet videos people post. I think it's phenomenal. If you watch all those videos, your lifetime will go into that, you know. But once in a while, I end up clicking on one. The one about the ambulances. That how the ambulances are treated in a traffic in a foreign country. And it just literally say foreign country. And they say, right. And then how it is treated in India. That the ambulance guy will constantly, you know, have the siren going and all that. But makes no effect on the guy ahead of him. And I have personal experience because I was taking my mother and all the people who got injured from Ambaji to Surat. There is no effect of what the ambulance does. Because the guy who is in front of you, he thinks that that's a way of life. You know, ambulance always blare their horn. That doesn't mean that I have to move out of my way. Now here we hear that and we panic and move on to the one side. Everybody moves on one side. There, because that's a way of life here. There the way of life is, that's okay. He will find his way. I need to continue what I'm doing. So when that happens, when adharma rises to a level that it becomes dharma, you know, as a natural to all beings, tat atmanam srujami aham, then I as the moderating principle present myself as an avatara, as the moderating principle. So any time when something is not in line with its true nature, then it will be moderated by the laws of nature. That's why the water seeks its own level. If I put water in a container which is not large enough, then it will flow out. So Bhagavan said that as the omnipresent Lord, my own prakriti, when it is violated by the beings of the prakriti, I present myself as the Redeemer, the realigning principle. As a person, as an element, as an event, I come and set things right. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Yuge yuge, time and again. So it is not like a one-time thing that Bhagavan thought, well, in Mahabharata time things were not going right, so let me come down. time and again, whenever there is a rise of adharma, when things go out of its own natural state, I come back and put it back into the natural state. And the reason why Bhagavan has to do it is that he has to have some desire to do something. Without that, nothing can happen. If Bhagavan doesn't have any desire, then he is omnipresent, omniscient, the world continues going. He has a desire to set his own creation right. Paritranaya sadhunam, to protect the good people. Those who are following the dharma. Now, we are talking about people here because we have already established that problem does not exist anywhere other than in the human kingdom. So Bhagavan said that when I see that people who are trying to follow their dharma are not allowed to do that by the society. I want to live as a clean, non-corrupt person, but the society does not allow me to do that. For the protection of the good people, in vinasaya cha duskrita, to eliminate the evildoers, dharma sansthapanarthaya, not that I'm mad at those evildoers, but I have to establish dharma. Well, the only goal here is to establish dharma. This world is revolving because of the dharma chakra, which we have seen in the previous chapter, that each one doing their own part, contributing towards this cycle which continues, perpetuates. But when somebody is not doing their dharma, that cycle gets affected and goes out of balance. So to establish the dharma, I come time and again. Whenever there is a real misalignment, I have to come and realign it. That's why we take our car at every certain time to say, do the wheel alignment, wheel balancing, tune up. Because if you don't do it, gradually, the very nature of time is to misalign things. So you have to time and again, even your own behavior, if you don't regulate, no matter how sincere you are, you will say, I'm going to get up every morning at 6 o'clock and do this. First day will do this, second day will do this, third day, gradually 6 o'clock will be 6:05, and then 6:10, and then 6:20. You're back to normal, getting up at 7 o'clock, rushing towards whatever you need to do. So you have to constantly keep reminding. That's why we have this resolution every New Year's Day. The only purpose of New Year is to give you a chance to make a resolution again and again of the same thing. It's like quit cigarette smoking is very difficult. I say, why do you think it is difficult? I quit so many times in my life. Because our baser nature is to go down towards tamas. We have to time and again remind ourselves our real nature is sattva. We need to go back to that. So I say, dharma sansthapanarthaya sambhavami yuga yuga. Why that's important to him? He said, janma karma cha me divyam evam yo vetti tattvatah. That my birth and my actions are all divine. Tyaktva deham punarjanma na iti mameti so Arjuna. One who knows this, that myself is divine. And even the actions which are performed by myself are all divine. So avatara, when he takes birth, we know that his actions are all divine. So Bhagavan, Krishna and Rama, everything he did is all right. Even Krishna did all the cheating, we still consider it to be right. You know, we never question why did he cheat, or why Rama cheated to Vali and all that. Everything is divine, everything he did. Why? Because he was always aware of his true nature. So now all the actions which are performed are in the line of dharma. So now what is my problem? My problem is I consider my actions to be my actions and not really divine. It's not that my self, the consciousness, is driving me to act in this world. We think it is my mind, my intellect driving me to do this. So this avatara takes place at two levels. You know, one is obviously we can look at the society's level and say, when there is a dharma in the society, someone will come. British came to India and ruled for 200, but then Gandhi came, finally, and set things right and liberated India. So at the society level, we can say, but even at own level, at your own level, you know that yourself is your birth and your actions are all divine. You are given this chance because of the divinity within you. As I said, that we evolve from amoeba to human being with a free will to evolve ourselves to a much higher level. But I right now do not see any purpose. What's the purpose of your life, Neil? I really don't really know. I mean, I've tried very hard, but I'm not really seeing what the end game will be. I think you've been working hard. Have you figured out what's the purpose of your life? Not really. Why we are here? To do what? Go to college, work hard, find a good job, get married, have children, and die. He said, no, that's not it. Your purpose is to take this birth so that you perform right actions to rise yourself above this level of existence that you have considered. So, janma karma cha me divyam evam yo vetti tatvata. One who knows this in its essence, that all the creation which is happening in this world is all divine. Every activity that is happening in this world is all divine because it is said by the Ishvara himself, one who is omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent. I am no different than him because if he is omnipresent, where am I? I am only part of him. If he is the one who created this universe out of his own self, where is my existence? Cannot be any separate from him. If he is divine, I cannot be undivine. So therefore, one who knows this, all my birth and my actions are divine, guided by the pure consciousness. Once that understanding takes place, Bhagavan said, Tyaktva deham punarjanma na iti mameti so Arjuna. After giving up this body, giving up this body is naturally we consider the death. But in real sense, the death occurs when I give up the identification with this body. And I start considering, this is not me, this is just my body. This is not me, this is my mind. This is not me, this is my intellect. These are my instrument and equipment, just like my car is, and my house is, and my cell phone is. So then, after that, taktva deham punarjanma na iti, so then there is no birth to be taken place. They are not getting confused again and say, this is me and let me go and win this world and control the rest of them. Mam iti so Arjuna, he comes to me, he becomes one with me, just as I am omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent. You become omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent. Because you have given up the identification with all the limitations you have and taken identification with your real self. With that, we'll stop here.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina Sarve Santu Niramayaha Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu Ma kaschid dukkha bhag bhavet. Om shantihi, shantihi, shantihi. Harihi Om, Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.